Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mormon Tabernacle Choir Premieres. We're excited to be with you, and we have with us today Dr. Mac Wilberg, director of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and Dr. Ryan Murphy, who's the associate director, and we're going to talk about the 2014 Christmas program, which is out on CD and on DVD. You're going to want to pick this up and put it not on the shelf, but immediately into your player of one sort or another, because it's probably one of the classic Christmas programs the choir has ever done. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Heidi.
Great to be here.
We thought we'd start today by just talking about how the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the Sesame Street characters came together for a Christmas program and brought in Santino Fontana, who's become a familiar face to many of our choir audiences. Just give us a little bit of background on how this whole program came together. It's quite different from what the choir's done in the past.
It is, and this was a dream that started probably about 10 years ago, and maybe even a little longer, when we were thinking about guest artists. And of course, our PBS presentation every Christmas is an important part of what we do. Of course, the Sesame Street Workshop is very much associated with PBS. So it was a combination of several elements that made us dream about bringing Sesame Street here to Temple Square. After a bit of planning, it became a reality, and we couldn't have been more pleased, and it met our expectations and then some.
Well, I think that everyone who had the opportunity to be there, and I think everyone who has an opportunity to put one of these into their DVD at home or play it in the car.
Well, we always say that both the choir and the orchestra, we try to perform for everyone. And in this particular case, it was not only the adults, but children were very much a part of this concert. And I think if you view the DVD or watch it on PBS, you'll see that children were very much a part of our audience. We actually lowered the age, what we usually do. Our age is usually 8 years of age or older for children, but we lowered it several years for this year only, so that those younger children who so associate with these wonderful characters could be a part of that experience.
I have a son who's 6 years old that was able to come to the concert last year for the first time, and that was a really special experience. It was really just a fun experience from beginning to end.
The thing that I think is interesting and different is that the Sesame Street characters themselves, though you don't see the people who play the parts, were out here several times to meet with you and figure out the staging.
Yes.
Talk about
yes.
how you worked that, because it wasn't like talking to a guest artist, what songs would you like to sing?
That's right.
It had a little bit of a different flavor to it. You had to start working on it in the conference center with these people from New York
yes.
quite early.
Several folks from New York City came here to Salt Lake City, and we talked about what we would like to do. And we had assembled a very talented group of writers here locally who, I will say, really got into the, if you will, the head of those characters. And then once that was done, then we presented that to the writers at Sesame Street Workshop as well. And so between the two of them, we came up with what we thought was a great and cohesive program, and I think represented both what the Sesame Street Workshop is about and what the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is about.
Well, and quite different, because usually there's a theme to each concert, but in this case, there was a story that ran through the whole show and really brought a cohesion to it and allowed their characters to interact with us and just present a really great storytelling event as well as a great musical event. And so it was really a fun process.
Well, and we don't want to leave out that Santino Fontana was very much a part of that whole experience of presenting this program to the audience.
I first became acquainted with Santino when I saw him do several guest spots when he was appearing in the Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella on Broadway, for which he, I believe, was nominated for a Tony Award. Then we brought Santino here the summer of 2014 to do our annual Pioneer Day concert. Everyone just kind of fell in love with Santino, both with his remarkable musical gifts and also his great personality and persona on stage. And so as we were thinking about a guest artist to complement what we were trying to do, he just seemed like the perfect fit. he did not disappoint. He just became a part of the whole program, and it was a great thing to just put that all together and see the chemistry that happened.
How did he respond when you said, we want you to come for Christmas, and we want you to be here with Sesame Street, Big Bird, Ernie, Bert?
Well, I think that when he was initially approached about this, he was told to sit down before he was told what we would like him to do. And of course, he, like so many, grew up with these characters as a child. And so in some ways, I think it was probably a dream come true for him, and certainly unexpected dream at this point in his career.
Well, let's get into the music and into the program. As I explained, it's both on DVD and on CD. So those who want to show it on Christmas Eve at home as part of a new tradition, you've got access to it now. And for those who want to just listen to it, because some of those songs sort of stay with you, they're toe tappers. And I don't know what you call them in the music world, but in my family, that's what we call them. It starts out with a song from Scrooge, as I remember.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
This is originally from the film, the movie Scrooge, which was a musical adaptation of The Christmas Carol. It has some wonderful music in it by the English composer and playwright Leslie Bricusse. And this is the piece that opens that movie. And it has always been a favorite of mine. The choir, we've sung it over the years in a wonderful arrangement by Michael Davis, who arranges quite often for the choir. But it just seemed like the perfect opener for this particular year and this particular concert.
A lot of excitement and a lot of things happening.
Well, it also references familiar Christmas carols, and so it really gets one into the spirit of the season.
We're going to listen to just a brief clip of this, and then we'll be right back. Well, we felt like we were in the conference center, ready for the next song to begin. And the next song on the CD and NC on the DVD is Merry, Merry Christmas, which is a new one. It's by Mack Wilbert, and you're collaborating with longtime friend and lyricist David Warner that we've had music from before. So this is a Mack Wilbert, so give us something.
If anyone's familiar with our Christmas concerts, they will probably know that at the beginning of the concert, we have what we normally call a processional. It not only uses the choir and the orchestra, but also our wonderful bells on Temple Square, and also many, many dancers. And I say many, many dancers because the conference center is so large. It takes many dancers in order to make any kind of impact. And we're always grateful for these wonderful local dancers who volunteer their time to come and be a part of this special event.
You know, speaking of the dancers, and people will see this when they watch the DVD, they add not only movement, but color and excitement in their faces to the whole staging of what's going on.
Yes.
And you see that in the processional. In writing a processional, you kind of open that door for everyone to sort of get out of their seat and come forward.
Right. Well, it's meant to be a moment of inviting people to come with us on the journey of the evening. And this particular processional is a little different. And without giving too much away, we'll just say that Big Bird didn't realize that the concert had begun and has a moment where he interrupts us all and we have to stop. And so after we've stopped, there is a little interchange that happens. And without giving too much away, I think it is a bit of a surprise to everyone. But yet we have that wonderful interruption, but we keep going.
Well, and it sets the stage for the way the whole program unfolds, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
It's become a tradition for Mack to write these processionals each year for the concert. And they're all unique in that they really do launch the journey of what the show is. And this one is no exception in that it's very playful and fits the mood of what's going to happen, but also has this great surprise in it.
Well, let's listen to it, because this is one where you're going to kind of want to get up and move yourself.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Oh. Oh, the stage looks so lovely. Oh, hello, Mr. Wilberg.
Hi, Big Bird.
Hi.
What are you doing?
That may be Mac Wilberg at his best in the beginning of a Christmas concert.
That, but it got the job done. Let's put it that way.
Wonderful music. And the program just continues to bring about surprises. You've got Big Bird who came in early, and now we're going to have Santino Fontana join the concert.
Yes.
Tell us about this next song.
This is another unusual entrance in that Santino entered in a big balloon that came from the ceiling. Again, if you know the conference center, it's a very large building, and so he had quite a ways to travel in this balloon before he arrived. And during the time that he's doing that, he sang yet another song by the English composer Leslie Bricusse, which many people will recognize, The Candyman, which was from the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I remember, this will of course date me, but I remember when this song was very popular.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
no.
I will.
Ryan wouldn't remember it.
I know the song, though.
And what was interesting is when I presented this idea to Santino, Santino wasn't too familiar with it either, but he listened to it and said yes. And then he made a recommendation that another song might pair itself well with this, which was Pocket Full of Miracles. And I was surprised that Santino knew this piece as well, because it is actually an earlier song than The Candyman. It came from a film called Pocket Full of Miracles that I think was from the early 60s. But I've always known this song. So Santino was the one who recommended that maybe these two pieces would pair well. And indeed they did.
They work so well together.
And we asked another frequent arranger for the choir, Sam Carden, and Sam has always did a great arrangement of this for Santino, the choir, and the orchestra.
Let's listen to it.
And infinite dream, separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream, the candy man.
You know, I can still remember seeing Santino coming down in that balloon singing.
Right.
And those of you that have been in the conference center know that it holds 21,000 people. He had an unusual perspective coming down in that balloon.
I'm one of the few who's been to the roof of the conference center, and it's a long way. And I don't have trouble with heights, but in this particular case, that Santino, when he went up to the roof and then had a moment of wondering what he'd gotten himself into, he was a great sport, and it all worked out. And I think the more that he did it, the more comfortable he became in coming down in that balloon.
Well, it was a great moment. And then the program shifts. You have a whole new tone coming forward. We go from the balloon and the pocket full of miracles to Some Children See Him. And Santino takes the stage and sings in such a beautiful fashion. Really, I think all of those who fell in love with him and the choir at the Pioneer Concert suddenly saw that Santino yet again.
Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that song.
I have known this song for many years. It's by an American composer, Alfred Burt, who wrote many Christmas carols that he meant to be sent as Christmas cards to friends. And he collaborated not only with, I think, his own father with the lyrics, but also other friends. And this particular Christmas carol speaks about the purity with which children of different cultures see the Christ child. I thought that this was a perfect piece to do for this particular concert. We had many children and many children of different cultures in the audience. Once again, after kind of all of the fun of the beginning of the concert, this brings us back to what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, I love that thought. Let's listen to Some Children See Him.
Some children see him lily wise, the baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white, with tresses soft and fair.
We're glad to have you back with us, having had all of our hearts touched. Maybe we saw the child in each one of us as we listened to that music. The next piece we have come forward on the program is A Classical Christmas. It's so interesting to me how you're able to move the program with the music taking a different tack every time. Tell us a little bit about this piece.
Well, as it has been in years past, this is my favorite part of the concert because it's the music that I particularly love, and I love teaching it, and I love sharing it with our listeners. And it's always a lot of fun for me to be able to put this section of the concert together because there's so much wonderful music written by our master composers for Christmas. And of course, Christmas only comes once a year, so one can never do all of this music in a lifetime, but one still tries. And in this particular case, we featured our wonderful orchestra at Temple Square in the March miniature from A Suite for Orchestra by Tchaikovsky. And if you didn't know better, you would think this was from probably his most famous piece of music, certainly most recognizable, which is music from The Nutcracker. It has that same sound. The orchestration is similar to the sounds that you would hear in The Nutcracker, yet this piece came several years before he wrote Nutcracker. This is a delightful piece that features the woodwinds of the orchestra as well as the violins and makes for just a delightful, wonderful, festive sound. And we followed this with yet another movement of the Christmas Oratorio of Bach. And I say yet another because we have done several different movements from the Bach Christmas Oratorio on various Christmas concerts throughout the years. There's so much wonderful music from the Bach's Christmas Oratorio. It's wonderful to be able to do this. And it features the trumpets of the orchestra and is very festive music. We follow this then with the Cum Sancto Spiritu by the very famous Italian composer Rossini. But this is very Bach-like. All great composers emulate the great master, J.S. Bach, and this is a great example of that. It's very contrapuntal. This particular piece was not written for Christmas, per se. It was actually from a piece that Rossini wrote late in his life called the Petite Solemn Mass. And I always quote other people who say that there's nothing petite about it and there's nothing solemn about it. This is about as joyful of music as one can hear, let alone perform. And I have to say that both the singers and the orchestra always enjoy this piece. And this, even though it was not written for Christmas, it is from the Gloria section of the Mass, which Gloria, of course, is the song of the angels, Glory to God in the highest. So there is indeed a tie-in, Christmas time, in doing this piece. And again, these are just pieces that are dear to my heart, and I know that both the choir and the orchestra enjoy performing them.
Well, and you know, I think when you mentioned that they make such a difference for the choir and the orchestra, I think they also reach out to the people who are in the audience. I think people come just to hear Christmas music from the classics and
yes,
know that that's going to be a part of the program.
Right. Well, it is an important part of what we do every year.
Very important part. So let's listen to this. Just sit back and enjoy this beautiful music.
Thank you.
Well, we're back and excited to have Mac Wilberg and Ryan Murphy with us today. This is Mormon Tabernacle Choir Premieres, and we're talking about the new CD and DVD that's coming out for Christmas. It's Keep Christmas With You, last year's Christmas program, which was a resounding success. Mac, tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear next.
Well, after our A Classical Christmas, then we're back with our friends from Sesame Street. We really wanted to be able to perform a little bit of the music that is so well known from Sesame Street. So Ryan wrote a wonderful arrangement of some of those better known songs that so many people grew up hearing. And so we'll let Ryan talk about this wonderful medley.
I just remember when Dr. Wilberg asked me to work on this portion of the concert, being very intimidated because these are just classic songs that I grew up with myself. And I remember starting with a very big list of Sesame Street songs like Rubber Ducky and lots of different things, and thinking, how are we going to whittle this down and which ones should we use? And in the end, we decided on the three that you hear in the concert, which is the Sesame Street theme. Obviously, we wanted people to hear that. And then People in Your Neighborhood, we felt like that could be a fun way to weave in the story. So we have Elmo in that song, who gets to meet different people in our neighborhood. And so he meets Darren Bradford, a clarinetist from the orchestra. He meets one of the dancers in the concert. And then last of all, he meets the choir themselves. Sing by Joe Raposo was an obvious choice to be a part of the medley, because I had grown up knowing and loving that tune. And just because of its universal message and its great tune, it was really fun to work on these and to set them. And I don't know quite where it happened, but I remember at one point thinking, you know, it'd be really great if Big Bird could conduct the Sesame Street medley. And so he ended up doing that in the concert, which was really fun to see happen.
And I should say that the last piece that Ryan used, which was Sing, which I remember in the version that the Carpenters sang, but by the time that we brought together Santino, the Sesame Street workshop characters, the children, the dancers, the choir, and the orchestra, it was really one of the highlights, I think, of the evening, certainly one of the most moving moments of the evening, to see all of these elements come together in such a great way. And the way that Ryan had arranged it, it just brought it together so beautifully.
I remember working on that and thinking, we've got to have children's voices in this somewhere, but we didn't necessarily have a children's choir for this concert, and so we just ended up using the children dancers that we had in the show, and they did a fantastic job.
Well, and it seemed so natural. You'll see that when you watch on the DVD, that they just gathered around and sang, and it just seemed to be the right way for that song to be presented.
It was a moment, for sure.
It was a great moment. Let's listen to these three favorites that are going to light up your eyes.
Here's another new friend I want you to meet. Hey, Julie.
Oh, hey, Santino.
This is my friend, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Julie. Do you play clarinet, too?
No, Elmo, I'm a dancer.
A dancer? Wow. Oh, can you show Elmo, please?
Sure. Oh, a dancer always moves in time.
A loner in a real straight line. They'll skip and jump and sometimes jive. December 25.
Because a dancer is a person in your neighborhood.
You got it.
In your neighborhood.
That's right.
In your neighborhood. Oh, a dancer is a person in your neighborhood. A person that you meet each day.
Sing. Sing a song.
I don't know.
Sing out loud.
You can do it, Bert.
Sing out strong.
But what would I sing about?
Sing of good things, not bad. Well,
sure, keep it light, yeah.
Sing of happy, not sad.
Well, I hope that music took you back to your childhood or your children's childhood, because it certainly was a reminder for all of us about the wonderful light that comes into children's eyes when they start to sing. We're going to move on, but we're going to talk now with Dr. Murphy, we call him Ryan, about the next section called The Wonder of Winter. And this is where we again get to have Santino come forward. Talk to us, Ryan, about what you had in mind and how you were able to execute it.
Well, Santino's, again, such a fabulous vocalist, and this was a fun chance to show him off what he could do and to bring together a lot of different Christmas songs and carols into one piece of music. And so, again, we turned to Sam Carden to put together this arrangement, which is just fantastic. And we get a sampling of a lot of different tunes put together in a pretty short amount of time, but again, really shows Santino off the different range of styles and vocal abilities that he has. And so it was a real fun treat for me to conduct that number with him.
Well, and some very traditional songs.
Yeah.
That people know and kind of hum along with you.
I think that probably every song in that medley, even if it was just a little couple of phrases of it, everyone knew every Christmas song in that medley.
And that's part of Christmas too.
It is. It is.
And so I think it's going to be great fun for you to listen to this next piece, The Wonder of Winter.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Well, if you're like me, that last song just made you want to get out the Christmas tree and put it up and start dancing around. The next piece is The 12 Days of Christmas in a little bit of a different fashion than what you often hear The 12 Days of Christmas presented. Let's just have you tell us a little bit about behind the scenes of The 12 Days of Christmas on this piece. We always have an organ solo at the Christmas concert that is one of those that brings everyone to his or her feet.
Indeed, it's usually certainly one of the big highlights of the concert every year.
And don't you love that we have an organ and a staff of organists that have that kind of a following?
Exactly.
In today's yeah. music world.
Yes, yes. It is remarkable.
Yeah, it is. Tell us a little bit about the 12 Days of Christmas.
Well, I can honestly say this is a 12 Days of Christmas like you've never heard before. It's very unique. It was bringing together not only the remarkable talents and gifts of Rick Elliott, but also the Sesame Street character, the Count. And of course, the Count is known for counting. And what better Christmas carol to count than the 12 Days of Christmas? I was backstage every performance, just sitting and enjoying every moment of this, not only of Rick's wonderful playing, but also the idea behind this. And without giving too much away, it's worth the DVD or the CD just to have this moment of the Count and Rick Elliott together.
It's not your average organ solo. And the interaction between the two of them is just priceless. It's fantastic.
Well, and you know, one other piece that you do get on the DVD is there's an interview with the Count and with his right hand.
Right.
Because it takes two people to
yes.
do the Count's part
yes.
in this 12 Days of Christmas. And they talk about how they do it and how when one hand goes up and the other hand, it's fascinating. So you'll want to not only listen to this on the CD, but you'll want to get the DVD and just hear them describe how they put this together
yes.
with Rick Elliott at the organ. Let's listen to the 12 Days of Christmas.
Wow! And now, my favorite part, the Piper's piping part. One moment. Day 11. We don't need the 11 Piper's piping. We have plenty of pipes to go around. Let us play together.
Now that you've done your run-up to Christmas with the 12 Days of Christmas, we're going to go to the music of Keep Christmas With You, which is such a sweet and tender piece. We're up in the choir loft, essentially, with Rosita and Abby Kadabi and a member of the choir. Tell us about this song and how this worked.
This is probably one of the most iconic Christmas songs of Sesame Street. So we knew that we needed to include this song as part of our concert. We decided to involve one of our wonderful choir members, Katie Bastian, who had an interchange with Rosita and Abby Kadabi about the meaning of Christmas and that they also wanting to be a part of the choir. And if you see the DVD, you'll see that they are actually dressed in their own choir dresses that matches the choir dresses of the women of the choir. It's a wonderful, tender moment in the concert and is also a very beautiful song.
A great centerpiece. Let's listen to it.
So beautiful. Qué bonito.
Thank you. Now it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Keep Christmas with you all through the year. When Christmas is over, save some Christmas cheer.
That's beautiful, Rosita.
Yes, yes.
You're a great singer, too. Now you, Abby.
When you hear Rosita and Abby Kadabi up there on stage, all I could picture in my mind were Rosita and Abby Kadabi for real, because the people who play those characters are just like Rosita
yes,
and Abby Kadabi.
Yes, they are. Indeed.
And so it's fun to put them in that context and hear that darling song. The next song that we're going to talk about is one that has such a great story. It's called Everyone Who Likes Christmas, Say I Do. And this is one that Matt came up with, I think, pulling from his childhood.
Well, not quite from my childhood, but certainly from my student days at Brigham Young University. And during that time, there was a children's chorus associated with the university conducted by Margaret Woodward. And her accompanist was Maxine Cameron. And every Christmas, the children's chorus would end their Christmas concert with a song called Everyone Who Likes Christmas, Say I Do. And eventually came to find out that this was actually a song written by one of the local mothers in the community, Pat Metten, and that Maxine Cameron, who was accompanying this chorus, had taken that song and provided an accompaniment with and somewhat of an arrangement for the song. And so when we were thinking about this concert, children wanting to do some things that were perhaps a little bit different, this song popped into my mind, and I thought, we have to do this song on this concert.
Well, and it really sounds like a Sesame Street song. That's what's so amazing.
It does.
I mean, it sounds like it could have been one of their songs that they've done for years. It just really fits them very well and fit the moment of the concert very well.
And I also think it's a song that needs to be better known, because it should be one of those classic, certainly children's songs that everyone knows. So
it's catchy.
So hopefully this will make it more well known.
Let's listen to Everyone Who Likes Christmas, Say I Do.
Listen up.
Okay.
Everyone who likes Christmas, say I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
Everyone who likes Christmas, say I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
If you have the Christmas spirit, let everybody hear it. Everyone who likes Christmas, say I do.
Me do. Like Christmas cookies.
Oh, come on, Cookie. I'm sure there are a lot of things you like about Christmas. How about this?
Welcome back, all of you who like Christmas and are home saying I do. We're happy to have you with us. This is Mormon Tabernacle Choir Premieres, and I'm here today with Dr. Mac Wilbur and Dr. Ryan Murphy. We're talking about the new DVD and CD called Keep Christmas With You. This is coming out this fall and is one that you're going to want to have because it's full of Christmas classics, and your children will love it, your grandchildren will love it. The next song that we're going to talk about from this program, which was the 2014 Christmas show, is Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. Now, this is one of those gentle, soft numbers. Tell us a little bit about this song and how it fits into the scheme of this program.
Well, once again, this is a traditional part of our concert. The last 15 minutes of the concert is devoted solely to the true meaning of Christmas and the birth of the Savior. It was an arrangement that I did actually probably about 10 years ago, but it seemed like it was the appropriate thing to do for this particular concert.
You know, the thing that I always think is amazing is how you are able to shift. And I think some of it is...
And it still feels cohesive.
It still feels cohesive.
Yeah, that's his genius.
It is. I mean, I look at it, and on paper you think, really?
Right.
You're going to go from Everyone Who Likes Christmas to Infant Holy?
You're right.
It's so naturally done. And I think people are prepared for that.
Well, that's one of my favorite arrangements that Mac has done. And for this concert, you added a new introduction just for the purpose of this concert. Do you want to... talk about
that. Well, going from Everyone Who Likes Christmas, Say I Do, to Infant Holy, that's a pretty big stretch. And so it seemed that just going directly from one to the other didn't quite work. So I thought about using the sound of alto flutes. And an alto flute is like a regular flute, except it is longer and as a result plays lower. And also, I believe, takes more breath in order to play it because it's a larger instrument. But it's quite a beautiful, unique sound. And so I decided to write an introduction for alto flutes, four alto flutes. We have three flutes in the orchestra, plus Darren Bradford, who's our principal clarinetist, plays everything.
He well.
Plays it all very extremely well,
yeah.
Including the alto flute. So Darren joined our other three flutists for this introduction to the piece.
Well, and I think it's so effective because... there's such a variety of music in this program, and yet it holds together in such a seamless fashion. And I think some of that is those little things that you do, like the flute, that just move the audience from one thing to the next, and it's so natural and comfortable. Let's listen to Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. Isn't that music, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, such a wonderful beginning to the reading of the story of Luke, which is a tradition for this Christmas concert? Talk to us about this passage in Luke that has become so much a part of the last moments of the concert.
This is a traditional part of every Christmas concert. The thing that's unique is that it's read by a different person each year. And it's interesting, each one of them are unique and each one of them are wonderful in their own way. And this year we had our singing guest artist, Santino Fontana, read the Luke story. He told me how much he enjoyed that part of his assignment for the concert.
I think he said it was one of his favorite moments, actually, being able to read and deliver that text. He said it's very unusual for an actor to be able to do something like that. It was very moving, his delivery of it.
Well, and I think it was beautifully done. Let's listen to Santino Fontana share with us Luke 2, the Christmas story.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph, also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Well, there's really only one way to conclude the story of the babe in Bethlehem in Luke, and that is to sing Angels from the Realms of Glory. That's become the signature piece of the Christmas concert.
Again, a traditional part of our concert. And again, every year it's sung in a different manner by each of our guest artists. So each one of them brings their own interpretation and their own take upon this traditional Christmas carol. So unless we come up with something better, this is how we'll probably traditionally always end our concerts.
Well, it's such a dramatic close because it brings in, and you'll see this if you have an opportunity to show the DVD in your home or to your friends, it brings in everyone. It brings in the dancers and the children and the singers and the guest artists and the choir and the orchestra. And it's just a coming together in such a way that you feel like this is that moment of glory. Let's listen to the 2014 Angels from the Realms of Glory. Someday we'll probably vote on which version of Angels from the Realms of Glory gets the most standing ovations, but that one is going to be right there in the running. It was tremendous. And the conclusion of the concert, everyone wants them to keep singing. Everyone would hope that Dr. Wilberg would come back out with two or three more songs, but he comes back with a rousing conclusion, which is, "We wish you a Merry Christmas."
This year's "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," which we always sing as an encore, had a different take in that during the singing of this song, our friends from Sesame Street Workshop came out on the stage. As we were winding up, "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," they break into their, what you might call their Christmas signature song, a reprise of "Keep Christmas With You." And that brings us to the end of the concert.
Well, and a wonderful way to conclude the concert. And for those of you that have the opportunity at home to listen, we're grateful that we've had you here with us so we could talk about what to watch for, what to look for as you listen to the CD and the DVD, and to recognize that this concert is unusual in that it's a gift to the community. This is a concert that is offered for free.
That's right. That's an important part of what this is all about.
Yeah.
It's a gift to the community as we do it here, and then it's a gift to the world as it is shared not only on PBS the following year, but also in the DVD and the CD that we offer each year. And these live on and on for many years to come.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir Christmas program is very much a reflection of the message and the mission of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. They've gone throughout the world sharing their music, which brings joy and peace into the hearts of all who listen. Thank you for being with us today.
And a happy